VOA.com.
How you doing? How's summer treating you? Are you enjoying the family? Are you hanging out, get a chance to partake in some entertainment-type things? Kate Delaney at the helm of America Tonight. Remember, you can always get in touch with the show by sending us an email at americatonight.net. americatonight.net. I'll tell you, one of the big stories is Bradley Manning not guilty of aiding the enemy. Maybe the biggest story this week, as Bradley Manning and the story of the big document dump, the battlefield records, that kind of stuff, happened back in 2010. Think about it. And all of the opinions surrounding Manning giving that information to WikiLeaks. So the fact, I mean, I don't know if he gets any sense of satisfaction out of it. I would think in one way he does, because of the not guilty of aiding the enemy. Could there be anything worse when you're a soldier? And this kid's, you know, a 25-year-old kid. What he did was is that he really got under the skin of the State Department, because he had a video that was a pretty damaging video that he released, and he also had the State Department cable that was pretty damaging too, and he was found not guilty of an unauthorized possession of information relating to national defense. So that was good on his part as far as what he could get sentencing wise. However, you know, this is the guy accused of the largest leak, I'll say it again, of classified information in U.S. history, not guilty of aiding the enemy. That absolutely would have been a maximum life sentence, period. But what's interesting is all the other charges, if taken together, you could, you know, you're looking at 136 years maybe in prison. And among the charges are theft of more than 700 U.S. Southern Command records and possession of records pertaining to Afghanistan, the theft of State Department cables, the possession of classified Army documents. So Manning has already spent 3 years in custody while he's been behind bars. Whether he's, you know, people are still debating on whether he's a whistleblower or a traitor to his country. I mean, this was a hot story, still is a hot story, and carries over to Ed Snowden, really. And what happens ultimately with Snowden, the man who admitted to leaking top secret details about U.S. surveillance programs for the NSA. But Snowden is not having any day in the court at this point. He wants to go to Latin America. He's still trying to make his way there. I think the damaging thing was a lot of the material that was released had all these different numerous aspects of U.S. military strategy. Some of it horrified people what was happening in Iraq and gave what some would probably term a different view of events for sure in the Afghanistan war, revealed some of what the U.S. State Department diplomacy was, what they leaked in cables. And this verdict is huge. The judge rejected the government's argument that Manning, by virtue pretty much of what he did as an intelligence officer, must have known that what he was leaking, what he gave to WikiLeaks, was going to reach Al-Qaeda, was most likely going to reach Al-Qaeda. But ruling that Manning had reason to believe his disclosures, you know, that could harm the United States, even if that was not his goal. That's what the interesting part is, because the judge rejected the government's argument that that's what he was doing, that he was trying to help Al-Qaeda, which could help another whistleblower that I just briefly mentioned, Snowden, should he ever find himself in this position. Now, what was interesting is the ACLU, which the director of the ACLU, Ben Wisner, whose speech privacy and tech, you know, on their speech privacy and technology project, actually issued a statement. He said, it seems clear that the government was seeking to intimidate anyone who might consider revealing valuable information to the media in the future. So Amnesty International, they weighed in. They said the verdict reveals the U.S. government's misplaced priorities on national security and the government's pursuit of aiding the enemy charge was a serious overreach of the law. I agree with that. Not in the least because there was no credible evidence of Manning's intent to harm the U.S. by releasing the classified information to WikiLeaks. That's what Amnesty International said. That's what their statement was. I agree. I don't think that was the intent. I think the intent was to just dump it out there, get some notoriety. By all accounts, he was on a wild ride, and to tell people, hey, this is what's happening. I'm starting to read this stuff. Man, this is dramatic. I'm releasing this. Boom. Knowing that it would have to know that it was going to cause the kind of storm that it did. But maybe he was naive to what was going to happen to him, to what would ultimately happen to him. And, you know, it's interesting, too. And I would love to know the reporter, but this soldier, just from a small town in Oklahoma, has said many times that he tried to give, not to just WikiLeaks, but he initially tried to give the information to the Washington Post, but a reporter there didn't take him seriously. He left a voicemail for the New York Times, sent an email to, you know, the newspaper, didn't hear back. Aha, goes to WikiLeaks. Assange's people are all over it. All the sensitive information that he had, he let it out. And so this court case for Manning, by the way, really dragged on. 2011, you know, this happened in 2010. 2011, his defense argued that the military didn't look at the warning signs that the soldier, first of all, was falling apart. A few months before he was arrested, Army Command referred him to a psychologist for some kind of an evaluation because he was stressed and he didn't seem to have any kind of social support, that kind of stuff. He was sensitive to criticism. They even at one point said he was a potential danger to himself and other people. So the military didn't act on any of the signs that Manning seemed a little bit unstable. So guess what? The red flags were there. They didn't do anything. And then, boom, bomb, look what happens to them. And I think the worst collateral damage may have been the U.S. Apache helicopter firing on a group of people in Baghdad in 2007, because that video came out. A dozen people were killed, and there was a Reuters TV news cameraman. We've talked about that and his driver that were in the video. And the video showed that, that Reuters, the Reuters reporter survived the initial hit by the helicopter, but died when it opened fire again on the people trying to get him off the sidewalk where he laid in and was in a van. So just that was just brutal. That was unbelievable. And that's when you knew, this is not good. What in heaven's name were they thinking? And then that's when everything really, I think, blew up and registered with many people in America what was happening, what was so awful there. All right, coming up on this hour, as we take a look back at some of the cool people that we talked to this year, Lisa Lark, so excited about the Vietnam Wall. She talks about honoring the veterans, things you can do when you go to the wall, and really telling some of the stories of the Vietnam vets. I love it. Jeff Steyer, Ringling Brothers, we're going to put that in the mix. And Anthony Mangello from Maggio Cheese. You know him. I love Big Anthony. Anyway, he talks about cooking up a deal for Valentine's Day that you could really cook up all year long. So stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. diseases. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I just think that it's going to be extra security that we're going to have to go through.
You have to take it seriously in today's world. It's, you know, a different world out there.
U.S. on high alert. There are several travelers that you heard in the mix there. Hey, everybody, back from vacation, and I know what that was like in the airports. It was crazy. I flew U.S. Air from Philadelphia into Dallas. Normally a pretty smooth flight, and there were parts of it that were smooth, but there were the familiar shakedowns at the gate. This is what used to happen when you traveled right after 9/11. Once that happened, you went through the regular checkpoints, and then at the gate they would pull people aside and go through their stuff, which is very strange to have that happen again. And I was in line, and a guy said to me, just don't act conspicuous, and he was kind of joking around. And sure enough, I did get pulled aside, and all they did was look in a bag, and there was nothing in the bag to look at. So they opened the bag, barely go through it. I think, in fact, to be honest, if I was going to a stadium, they would have looked through the bag a little bit closer. But I thought, wow, that's interesting that they're putting people at the airport through these checkpoints, these random checks at the gates. But if they're checking people that way, what's the sense of that anyway? Now, what this has to do with is specific threats to a bunch of U.S. embassies. So over the weekend, that was the big buzz, is the fact that the Middle East, the checkerboard of all that is evil, as you know, with Al-Qaeda, they had some very specific, all they would say, it was very specific and serious threats that were being leveled in the way of the United States, too, especially at the embassies. So in the Middle East and Africa, they were closed throughout the week, and they're talking about what's happening coming up this week, just trying to be cautious about places like Cairo and Kuwait and Muscat and Tripoli and whatnot. And there are a slew of others as well, but closing for their normal operations Monday through Saturday. The State Department said some of the embassies were already going to be closed anyway because of the religious reasons and because of the local customs, the holy month of Ramadan. So they were planning on doing that, so they just went ahead and said, we're definitely doing it in Baghdad and Kabul and all those places. But the fact that on these intelligence committees, before they skedaddle, because now it's pretty much nothing's happening on the Hill through August. This is vacation time. They talked about the terror threat that closing 22 U.S. embassies and consulates across any of these Muslim areas I mentioned is pretty serious. It's the most serious thing that we've done, actually, since the 9/11 attacks, and it was related to a specific plot. What's the specific plot, though? I tried to eke out something from somebody I knew at the Pentagon, but there wasn't anything specific. They're talking about chatter from phone lines and websites and all that kind of stuff, and maybe it had something to do with Ramadan. At this point, though, what the specific threat was, we don't know, but it's a worldwide travel alert. I felt the effects of that coming back from Philly, as I mentioned, to Dallas, Texas, and they were doing it at all the gates, and they were definitely, when you went through your primary gates, they were really emphasizing taking off belts and shoes and all the normal things you do, but not being lackadaisical about it. Just it wasn't like, okay, boom, people are going through. They were really searching in the bins and all that kinds of stuff. And the fact that Saxby Chambliss, said, the Georgia senator, and he's on one of these Senate intelligence committees, said that the threats are very reminiscent of what they saw pre-9/11, not after 9/11, but pre-9/11. Ooh, that just sends shivers up your spine. That's why I want to know what the threat was, the most serious threat that they've seen. Just that this was chatter that was picked up. But the specifics of where was the attack going to be, what were they planning on doing, a new kind of attack on the United States? Is it tunnels? Is it bridges? Is it ports? What is it? Well, and that started the travel alert thing.
I went to the Twins game over the weekend here, and I noticed for a fact there was heightened security around the stadium, and there was a number. Because normally you have a couple security personnel, police around, and it was just tenfold, plus a bunch of Department of Homeland Security people were there, and everyone was thoroughly being checked, kind of like it was right after 9/11.
Yeah, see, that's what I felt, too. So it's interesting that you've got Chambliss saying that it's pre-9/11, so you wonder what the specific threat was and how enormous it was and what specific it was going to be, because he even said he was on the ABC show, and he said that it was very specific, that it was going to be enormous, and that there were certain dates. This is a scary thing of possible attacks. There were certain dates that were given. Yeah, that's concerning when they're saying, okay, these are the specific dates, and you think of what happened in Benghazi, what happened last September, and you think of the ambassador and the three other Americans that were killed there. This has to be taken incredibly seriously. Absolutely. So what these intelligence reports specifically said, we're not going to know, I don't believe, for a while. But the fact that they said the United States, too. Matt saying the Twins game, I saw the big shakeup at the Philadelphia airport, not even realizing that, not even really connecting that and thinking that was going to happen. But sure enough, I could see it around me, too. So it was all over the place with the double checks and being much, much more specific about it and pulling, all kinds of people aside that lately haven't seen as much. It does depend on the airports, but you could tell that something was going on. And then, sure enough, that's what it, had to do with.
Yeah, and they're checking so heavily up here in the cornfields. I bet you at the Yankee Stadium, Fenway Park, all
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, it's spread them.
Yes.
Drop to the ground, and we'll see if you get in. Let's see that ticket. We got to make sure it's for real and it isn't a fake ticket. Hey, speaking of tickets, we'll talk about this. I mean, we can't help but talk about this. We'll talk about this, I'm certain, throughout this week, but Powerball, if you are totally think the lottery is ridiculous and we'd never buy a ticket to the lottery, are you even tempted? Are you even tempted to buy a Powerball ticket this time around? $400 million. Nobody won Saturday night. Nobody won. 21, 24, 36, 42, 45. Powerball was 15. So nobody hit those numbers, which means, who knows? They're saying $400 million, but it could even be a little bit more than that. So you think about, I was thinking about this when I was flying today. And that's $230 million before taxes if it's like a lump sum, if it's taken like that. So, you know, the tickets, people buy, if you don't really play the lottery, you're just buying a handful of tickets. How crazy is that? I mean, that's got to be, it is not a lottery record, but it's very, very close to one. In fact, the largest prize ever was the $656 million. That was Mega Millions, and that was March 30th of 2012. And the biggest Powerball jackpot was $590.5 million. If you remember, that was won back in May by an 84-year-old woman in Florida. So here we go again. It is jacked up. And I think that places where they don't have Powerball, you'll see people crossing over state lines, you know, running to whatever convenience store to get it. I think Powerball mania is in full swing. But I'm wondering if people who think, oh, that's ridiculous, you get struck by lightning 10 times before you can win the lottery, if you're tempted to even just, you know, just say, what the heck? It's a couple of dollars, you know, it's a game of chance. If I blow a few dollars, I could blow that through the drive-through window. So, yeah, I'll take a chance at it. Yeah, I'll do it. Sure. I think you'll see more people like that. All right, so the rest of the way on this show, we're going to be talking about a lot of different things. Wide open for you to throw in your 2 cents at 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Are you even tempted for the $400 million? And are you noticing, like Matt and I both said, that there's more security in some of the places that you've been these last couple of days? Because we've got the embassies that are closed because of the significant threat, so like 22 embassies, but they're in places in the Middle East. In the United States, they say there are dates connected and some very pointed plots that were supposedly in the works. So this put us on heightened alert. You know, it used to be you had, okay, you go to the airport, it's orange, it's red, game on. Now it just kind of works its way through the conversation. You notice that you get stopped, like I said, for those random checks. I'll meet you on the other side of the wall.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit raleighglutenfreeexpo.blogspot.com. raleighglutenfreeexpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Raising your own chickens for food is great, but how will you get them ready for the dinner table? Do it the fast and easy way with a power plucker from PowerPlucker.com. The power plucker is a simple attachment that works with a power drill and removes feathers in a flash. Whether you're a homesteader or a bird hunter, you'll save time and money, and we guarantee you'll love it. Order right now at PowerPlucker.com and receive free shipping. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
This hour, anyway, we'll talk about baseball getting its revenge on players who took PEDs, or at least they were accused of doing it. Will the allegations stick? Will they appeal? Man, it's a mess. And a specific suspension's being announced. So that's coming up in our next segment. Hey, everybody, how you doing? A little R&R for me back. After getting a little bit of a shakedown at the airport because of the heightened alert with the specific threats leveled at the United States that shook up some in the Senate and in Congress, just as they were packing their own suitcases to go home for a month because now everybody's scattered to the winds in Washington, D.C. A couple of things in going back east and checking out the Sandy damage. You know, this is the high time for all those seaside places where normally people would go and enjoy their summer houses or rent a house or rent a condo or rent an apartment or rent whatever they could afford, right? There's always a way to get to the Jersey Shore or if you have even a nickel in your pocket. However, The Jersey Shore is a little bit different now because of Sandy. There's still a lot of damage that people are working on, houses that are decimated. Something that I noticed is now when people have these homes that were wiped out, they want them built on stilts, much like they were telling the people in New Orleans after the hurricane came through and the levee washed all those homes away, and we know what happened there, right, after Katrina. So at the Jersey Shore, it's the same thing. A lot of these houses now are being lifted up or rebuilt up anyway. And what's crazy about the shore area is when people had these places, they would have homeowners insurance, and they would pay for, you know, $400, $500, $600, maybe $1,000 at the most. So now you know what the insurance is? $12,000. $12,000 for insurance. That's incredible. Talk about unaffordable, huh? So a lot of people aren't rebuilding, and you notice that when you go into from block to block. And I did that when I was down there, and I talked to a couple of the people who had houses there, some of them that had them all year round. The guy that was next to the place where I was a year-round guy, and I asked him, you know, what it was like, and he said, of course, the water was high, and there was sand all in the streets, but their place pretty much got spared. They just had to pump water out of a basement area. So more people are coming back, but still, There are areas where you can tell they haven't rebuilt. There are houses that are torn up, and now they've got to pay and decide a much higher price than they had to pay before. Because FEMA also, and this makes sense, for anybody who had a summer place, even if they killed themselves and saved their whole lives and got it, it wasn't their primary residence. So if it's not their primary residence, they didn't get FEMA money. They had to have their own insurance, and they had to, you know, rebuild that way. But it was very different this year in really seeing it for myself. I had seen it before a couple of months ago, but now seeing it when it was at the height of the tourist season was interesting. And to see how people were building it back up to whether they were putting the houses on stilts or whether they even decided to rebuild was pretty interesting. All right, I mentioned that, of course, now we have this heightened alert, these big threats, and there was the usual, the Sunday swirl, the usual talking heads were on, talking about, of course, the need for security and being diligent and all that kind of stuff and the concerns and to take the threats seriously. But there were other things, like immigration is still dangling out there. There are budget talks. There's concern over Obamacare, as you know, now here we are in August. How many months do we have left in the year? And of course, the government's fiscal year is up in October. So all these people that were furloughed, some of them have gotten notice or rumors that they might have might be taken back. So it won't be quite as bad as initially. In some cases, depending on the branch of government, initially they thought it would be. Like so many of the IRS workers, because of course now the IRS especially is the three dreaded letters, they had 11 furlough days, and then it was down to 7, and that they've kind of messed around with that. It just depends on what the branch is. And the Department of Defense, the worst, they got slammed very hard with the furloughs. So House Republicans, a lot of them, were part of the swirl. And, you know, it's the usual people like the Eric Cantors that the shows go after. And he was talking about immigration. And it, with immigration, you know, it's the hot potato that people start to pass it around. And then they start to use the word amnesty. And then they start to talk about the possibilities of, what can possibly happen. And could there be any kind of a compromise in trying to make this a reality? And I said this before, I cannot imagine that by the end of the year we're going to have any kind of immigration reform. I don't think so. The other part of that is what I just kind of alluded to there in talking about people being furloughed. I have two friends that have gone through this furlough thing. And now they're saying that they're looking at the federal budget cuts, and they're looking at, you know, the sequester possibility too, and the possibility as well of what happens as we swing into another year. Because that's always the default. The default is threaten sequester, threaten all that kind of stuff. And if we don't have a compromise, October 1st, we could have a government shutdown. I mean, is this what we have to live through every year? The threat of a government shutdown? And then trying to figure out, well, geez, how does that affect me? Do you get a Social Security check? Will that still come? And then you get mixed signals on that, depending on who you talk to and who you call in the government. Yes, you will not. Your Social Security will not get there in time. Or, you know, no, it still will get there on time, except for nobody's there to process it. But I promise you, it's automatic because don't you have direct deposit? And, you know, so October 1st, here we are again. Is there going to be a deal, or is there going to be nothing? And there's going to be this potential of another shutdown. And the president is not going to touch Medicare or Medicaid or Social Security as far as cutting them, because they are saying that's the line in the sand. And the where they're pulling the money from is the tricky part of this. Because if you can't find the money, you can't find the money to run the government, well, obviously they're going to have to shut the government down. How we keep getting in this position, because it's just like immigration and, oh, this pathway to citizenship, but we're going to keep passing the buck. We're going to pass the potato on because our hands are starting to get a little bit burned, so we don't want to mess with that too much. That's what we're going to have to do. So we're going to keep playing these partisan crazy games that we play. That's what we're going to do. And then the fall comes, and then we have these votes on immigration reform, and geez, what will we do? October 1st is getting closer and closer and closer. And either we'll shut the government down, or we'll make you think we're going to shut the government down, and then we'll have the big photo op and the big finish and say that we came up with a way to solve this. And what they're really doing is just pushing it on down the line. Eventually, at some point, between accountability and we have broken it, they got to make some decisions. They got to make some real decisions that stick, not temporary decisions. Because that's what it is. And, you know, I finally realized what it is. We have a government that is set on temporary solutions, which is no solutions at all. Because how do we keep getting into the same spot? That's that definition of insanity. If you and I had bills to pay and we just kept pushing them off, not paying them, coming up with excuses, avoiding the phone, not looking at the pink envelopes that come in the mail that threaten you, well, eventually certain things would be shut off, and then you would be reported to credit bureaus and credit limits would be cut. That's what we need to do. We need to cut the umbilical cord with the people who we elect to represent us in Washington. There has to be a way to do this, to guarantee that we'll get at least some sort of results. Because it seems to me that I keep saying the same thing this time of year. Oh, yeah, there's a threat of a government shutdown again. So where are the leaders in this federal government? Where are they? We've got more people doing part-time jobs, squeezing jobs together. I mean, we're not making a dent in a lot of different areas. Hang with us. We're talking about Alex Rodriguez and suspensions coming up on the flip side.
springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Do you know what is the number one item to stockpile? Here's why I ask. We're in the middle of a global food crisis because of extreme drought, deadly disasters, and stupid decisions by those boneheads in the government. I found four warning signs that show that a major food crisis is on our doorstep, and we're just one more trigger away from a devastating disaster. And when that happens, or God forbid you have to deal with another natural disaster, do you really want to rely on FEMA to feed you and your family? That's why Smart Patriots have secured their own stockpile of survival food. Log on to stockpile1.com to see a little-known secret that instantly saves you and your family from natural disasters and the coming food crisis. Go watch my video at stockpile1.com. Again, that's stockpile1.com.
I like to see you move right across the floor. I like to do it to you, California. I like to reggae, but you dance fast for me.
This issue is not about Rodriguez or even the players. This is about a really existential threat to the game that comes from these drugs. Baseball is beginning to recognize that this threat really goes to the heart of everything we love about athletics.
All right, performance-enhancing drugs, PEDs, that's what we're talking about. Big news, whether you follow sports or not, I am sure you're aware of all of that. The beasts some of these athletes are pumping up on stuff that frankly enhanced their performances, thus the title, PEDs. Alex Rodriguez, none bigger in the game, faces what some think is going to be the annihilation of 2014 for him, that it's going to be a year-long suspension by Major League Baseball. But then there's a strange chance he's probably going to be on the field for the Yankees on Monday night, and probably in Derek Jeter's spot, who's fighting an injury. So he gets wiped out for 2014 for that season, supposedly, and this is because of the Biogenesis investigation that Major League Baseball just went through, but he plans to file an appeal, we already know that, that enables him to play against the Chicago White Sox, because the appeals process usually in baseball takes at least a couple of weeks, maybe even a month or months, because of the amount of evidence that would have to be on both sides of this, from Major League Baseball and from Rodriguez. And then they'd have the arbitrator, and then they'd have to adjust. Either they could adjust the suspension or not, or, you know, who knows how the arbitrator will rule. But it keeps him in the game anyway, so it's a very odd thing, especially in light of the fact that Bud Selig will go through the suspensions. There's about 12 players that will be hit with some lengthy suspensions away from the game because of what they found out. Multiple players are actually, and the reason they waited, because they're weighing what their options should be. What are they going to do? Are they going to appeal, or are they not going to appeal? And so you think Rodriguez and this Biogenesis clinic, and you just heard Faye Vincent, by the way, a former Major League Baseball commissioner. So you see that that he gets hit with this, and then what do you think happens? Is it the end of the A-Rod story? But at this point, how many people are following the whole roid rage deal anyway? How many people in baseball, fans, care about the PEDs? Say, oh, you got to clean this up. You got to be all over baseball for this. You got to suspend these guys, give them healthy suspensions. And frankly, with the Yankees, I think that they were messing around with the money situation with the insurance and bringing them back, not bringing them back, you know, whatever the deal is. But the Hall of Fame, A-Rod, Bonds, Clemens, all those guys, Mark McGwire, I don't see it until after they're dead. They're not going to get into the Hall of Fame. Some people think that's wrong. I mean, have they committed a crime? An athlete that uses performance-enhancing drugs, should they be banned for life because they're trashing the sport? They're so-called cheaters. They're getting paid tons of money. Do they deserve serious suspensions? Matt, you're a lifelong baseball fan. What do you think of guys like A-Rod being suspended possibly? We don't know this for sure that it's going to be this, but it looks like it's going to be for all of 2014.
I'm in favor of it, but I also think Bud Selig has bungled this entire thing.
No kidding.
I mean, it's been almost a month now we've been talking about this. It's like, go ahead and suspend these guys already. Get it over with. Why are we talking about this for 4 weeks? Why is Ryan Braun suspended and A-Rod is not yet? You know, I just don't understand why he's taking too long with it. And I don't know if he's trying to come up with some perfect way to suspend him or what it is, but it's taking far too long.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think he bungled it. I agree with that. Because it should have just been, boom, here it is. Here we did the investigation. Just don't drag this out. And I thought they should have done it before the All-Star game. But even before that, if you know what you're going to do, and you have this evidence, this incredible amount of evidence, and you have nailed him for exactly what he did or what the other players have done, then do it. I mean, you know, some people would argue that this is just a C-League show. That this is, oof, I screwed up, so now I'm going to make up for it. And what about banning somebody for life? So, I mean, even Yankee fans, a lot of Yankee fans would not be upset if A-Rod was banned for life. Part of that is because of his injuries and not playing up to par. Certainly not when he first got there, but lately anyway. And part of that is the whole injury thing. So, I mean, are we getting our best drug-enhanced players? Are they playing up to the level of that we want them to play to? The answer is, I mean, you can't really want the players to be on PEDs. You know, somebody could try to make the argument like they did for Lance Armstrong. Well, if everyone else is doing it, then why shouldn't they do it? Well, they shouldn't do it. And they just shouldn't do it because you know they're not supposed to do it. So why do it anyway? Then you think of guys like Pete Rose. I know, gambling Pete Rose. So he's not in the Hall of Fame. He's not in the Hall of Fame, and this was a gambling thing. But it wasn't a drug thing. He never took drugs. And so how do you clean up the sport but clean it up in the right way? I mean, these guys were cheaters, because if you're taking something that's pumping you up, you're cheating. Because not everybody's taking the same stuff. You know, ultimately, they could pay the price. Because you look at other players who have done steroids in their lifetime, and you see what's happened to them. Sad things that have happened, with some of them killing themselves or dying from other diseases. Lyle Alzada was one of those, if you look to football. So what even the drugs have done to them, you know, who knows, depending on what they have taken. And I'll be curious about the other players and what they get hit with, too, because if you're going to hit A-Rod with a year, and it doesn't look like it's going to be a lifetime ban, but a year ban, then what are the other players getting? Like Ryan Braun from Milwaukee, he was suspended for the rest of the year. So how are you determining who gets what? How does that, you know, how do you break that down? So it's interesting because, like I said, it's 12 players that'll be suspended. One of them supposedly is Nelson Cruz, who's an outfielder with the Texas Rangers, and he could get a lengthy ban too. So big news with the, from the Hall of Shame, more suspensions and more names being announced, and that happens on Monday. Whether it was too late or not for Bud Selig to do it, he is definitely going to do it now at this point, and it's a question of how much he's going to take away from the sport. How much is he willing to take away for how long, and I guess it depends on whatever their process was in the investigation. You know, this person did this, this, and this, so they're going to get this much. This person did this, this, and this, and lied to us, and then this happened. Might be a little bit different. Then you think of the guys like Andy Pettit, who, since the controversy with him, which he took steroids, he just moved forward, and got more and more money from the Yankees, and nobody cared. Nobody cared. There is something to just saying, I screwed up. So what will the reaction by the crowd be for A-Rod? So far, it looks like he's penciled in for Monday, and it's been quite some time since he's played with the big club. And it'll be interesting to see in the series against the White Sox on Monday night if that happens. I mean, he's there. He's available. I think he's going to be in. And the announcements, by the way, happen at noon on Monday. So we'll know how much A-Rod got. I think they definitely take him at least a year. Lifetime ban, I think they were toying with it, but I think that the league probably decided not to go that route. Remember, you can always hook up with us, americatonight.net.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.